Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, Genesis driver, encouraging you to experience the difference between ordinary and extraordinary with the Genesis GV80 at Genesis of Round Rock. You'll discover bold design, advanced technology, and refined power. And this month at Genesis of Round Rock, enjoy ultra-low APR financing, just 0.49% APR for up to 48 months on select 2026 GV80 models. You heard that right, 0.49%. Get out there and see them at Genesis of Round Rock, 2201 North May Street, or explore your options online at genesisofroundrock.com. Luxury never looks so good. Welcome to Genesis.
From the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Jeff and Ed Show.
All right, it's all over in Boston. France has defeated Morocco. Morocco heading back to Casablanca on a late flight from Logan Airport. France moves on. France plays the winner of tomorrow's game between Belgium and Spain. So it looks like, with my soccer expert, I'm not an expert, Trey is, Jeff is, it looks like they both believe Spain versus France. Spain versus France, part of the final four. Correct, Amundo?
Yeah.
Okay. Other side of the bracket, Norway. Norway meets England Saturday afternoon, and then Saturday night it's Switzerland versus whom?
Argentina.
Ah, Messi and Argentina.
Is it an all-European final? That's a bet that's probably out there somewhere. Has been out there probably for a while.
Well,
the final four is going to be three Europeans, yeah, most likely.
Right, Argentina can spoil the parade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last final, as you know, was France and Argentina. One of the best games I've ever seen.
And Argentina won that, correct?
Yes.
Or France, Argentina won.
Argentina did, yeah.
Okay.
In your favorite place, Qatar.
Yes. Slave labor aplenty.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Wouldn't want to be in Qatar this time of the year.
Nope.
Bombs flying over the head.
Not during our ceasefire, certainly not.
Bombs flying over the head. All right, we're talking about the top college coaches, according to ESPN. Cignetti 1, Kirby Smart 2, Ryan Day 3. Ryan Day has an awesome record at 82-12, all at Ohio State.
You mean the same Ryan Day that is a playoff loss 2 years ago from possibly getting whacked?
Well, it was yes, it was. Okay. When he got beat by Michigan in Ohio State.
If I give you $50 million at Texas or Ohio State, I'm pretty sure you need to be in a championship game every now and then.
Every year. So Ryan Day is number four. Number four, that's questionable. I think he's a really good guy. Number four is a guy who I think has really turned around Notre Dame, Marcus Freeman.
Yes.
42-12, a 782 winning percentage, all at Notre Dame. Yeah. They went to a championship game a few years ago, got beat, but I think he's a very solid guy. Number five is Dan Lanning of Oregon. Mm. Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Oh,
you like that?
Sure.
48-8 at Oregon, all at Oregon. Here's a guy that surprised me because he was a man of the South and went to Duckland, and he
like
wins
there.
If
I give you $55 million,
yeah,
it's really not that hard anymore.
Mm-hmm. I still feel they got a bunch of money, but still could be a difficult place to recruit to, or am I wrong about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They got money.
They got a lot of money. He's number five.
I don't agree with that either.
There's a trend, the Power Four. Number six is Texas' own Steve Sarkisian. 48-20 at Texas, 94-55 overall. I don't agree with Steve being this high.
I don't either.
I like the guy. I think he's a really good offensive play caller.
Yeah.
But they've choked in the big moments against Washington.
Give somebody $55 million at Texas, and you should be in the playoff every year at least, and you should make it further than they have.
The Washington game in New Orleans, when Washington was gifting the game to them, and they had the ball inside the 10-12-yard line, and terrible play calling, and they choked. And then
there's arguably never been any worse play calling than the next year
against Ohio State at the Cotton Bowl 2 years ago, when Ohio State defense played their ass off. Just gave up that one big screen pass, I guess, before halftime. But defense played lights out. They're inside the five.
They're inside the four. With first down.
Yeah.
And ended up on fourth down with on the 14.
Yeah, and then the unfortunate fumble by Quinn. Yeah, that was... it was there.
Yeah.
It was so there. And I don't think you can put him this high on this list after those
it's just,
two.
I don't even know. I don't know how you make this list fair. There are guys that are winning a lot with big budgets. Dan Lanning, Steve Sarkisian, Ryan Day. But... you could say, well, Kurt Cignetti had money. Yeah, he also in 2 years won a national championship.
Yeah, he capitalized on that money.
Yeah. I mean, so he answered.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can measure these guys fairly because...
of the money.
Yeah, you give me Kyle Whittingham and the Texas roster. You give me Kyle Whittingham and the Oregon roster, and I think I probably win more.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Sonny Dykes and those same rosters. I think I probably win more. Now,
yeah.
I can't argue with Kirby Smart, but you got three of those mentioned who have been at the top of the food chain financially.
Sure, for all the
and
time.
And only
there.
Ryan
yeah.
Day... has a championship to show for,
yeah.
And part of that is because Steve Sarkisian went backwards.
And quite frankly, when Steve's first years, you went, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Until the, you know, it was his players, but until the money aspect came forward.
Yeah.
That's when it got really good. Number seven is the mysterious man who I don't know, screwed his Mississippi team last year, Lane Kiffin of LSU. Lane Kiffin of LSU.
Based on what?
Exactly.
I mean,
based on what? Yeah. At Ole Miss, they had three straight 10-win seasons.
Okay.
Longest win streak in program history. He flamed out at USC, flamed out at tennis with Tennessee. Yeah, and he's just a jerk most of the time.
I mean, what's the measuring stick when they've given him whatever money from whatever sources they can in the poor state of Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
what's the measuring stick? If he doesn't win a championship in 3 years, what do we say? Did
he's
underachieve?
Yes. Oh, definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
Same standard you apply at Texas. I think same standard you should apply at Oregon. Same standard that you should apply at Ohio State and Michigan. It's the NFL without a salary cap. You're the Dodgers.
Yeah.
You should win a championship.
You should. And this the idiot leaders in Louisiana who went crazy when they had to pay Brian Kelly all that. I'm shocked. What are we doing? We'll never do that again. You turn around and you give him a king's ransom, then you give him more of a king's ransom to go buy players. So he's going to have pressure immediately.
Yes, I agree.
Immediately.
He's viewed as... I mean, I don't know if a bust is fair, although he's busted at some places. He is viewed as a failure on what terms? They don't play for the SEC championship. If they don't play for the SEC championship game next year, is his first year a failure?
I believe it is.
Yeah.
I believe it is.
He's got Sam Leavitt.
Yeah, he's got Sam Leavitt, who hopefully for LSU fans will come back from that knee injury. He's got Texas at home. He's got a tough schedule. And, you know, SEC's tough schedule, but you've got the money. You should have the players. You've got Sam Leavitt. You should win. He's at number seven. At number eight, and this is so heavy to the SEC and the Big Ten, number eight is your friend, the moo-moo-wearing Mike Elko in College Station.
What?
Number eight, best coach in the country.
What?
35-16.
So?
For his career, 19-7 at A&M.
So?
No. No, he's not in my
yeah,
top 10.
So what?
He's not in my top 10, and
no.
maybe Steve is a top 10, but
maybe.
Mike's not.
No.
No.
I agree with
underachieve.
You.
Underachieve. Last yeah. year, yeah. You got to the. You lost to Texas.
No, not last year. You came in with a better team than Texas.
And you lost.
You came in with a better roster, and your team choked it away. No.
Yes, you lost that game. And then you turn around, you get in the playoffs, and you face Miami, who by the hair...
scored 3 points at home.
By the hair, their chinny-chin-chin got in.
Yeah.
And there we should have seen the foretelling when they beat South Carolina.
Foretelling
when they were down like 28.
Like, I mean,
yeah.
Until you got a trophy, I don't think you can say these ultra blue blood, ultra rich, every advantage in the world in a sport that gives you the advantage. Until you have a trophy, I don't think you get many props. I'm sorry.
Trey Elling had a really good interview with Joey McGuire last night on our radio station after this show. And Joey McGuire was very good.
That jacket?
Oh, God. Did he get that
what
jacket?
What was that thing from 1976?
It looked like something. He got it from some old man men's store in downtown Lubbock. It was awful. It really was something that an 85-year-old guy would wear to my church.
Exactly.
It looked awful.
It's
not cool, Joey. I don't know who told you that was a good-looking jacket.
Yeah.
No, Joey. But Joey was good last night with Trey, and he says, we've got to win a playoff game.
Yeah.
He said, A,
good for him.
We've got to get to the playoffs.
Good.
B, we've got to win a playoff game.
Yeah.
Or it's all for naught. He said that, which
good
I applaud him saying that.
Yeah. Good for him.
I'm glad he said that last night with Trey.
I know Steve Sarkisian tried to make the rounds and say, we shouldn't be judged by the playoffs. I'm thinking, well, really, how should you be judged? How do we judge Brian Schottenheimer? How do we judge D'Amico Ryans? What do you mean? I mean, the only way you should be judged is the playoffs. Nothing else matters.
You better come out on September 12th on all cylinders against Ohio State, because that's going to be a Debbie-ass downer if Texas falls on their face against Ohio State.
I don't know if I
think it will be, Jeff.
Yeah,
I think it will be. And then if you go to Rocky Top, Rocky Top's rebuilding, and you got old Goofus from Oklahoma as your head coach there.
Yeah.
If Rocky Top beats you, scares you, that's bad. Then you've got OU looming. And the number is going to come up sometime when Mateer has a good game, and the chips will fall OU's way.
See, I think I actually think the only way, or mostly the easiest way to judge a coach at Texas, Ohio State, A&M, Miami, maybe not Michigan yet, and Oregon. Those that spend the absolute most. Got it? It's not fair to compare them to the others. They should only be judged. I mean, the loser of Ohio State, Texas, to me, isn't in a bad spot.
Oh, no, they're still in the playoffs if they win out.
But if neither one of you are in the Final Four, then it's not a very good year, especially at Texas. You have everything you've said you've needed, including a quarterback. When is your time, man? Like, when are you judged?
You've got Golden Boy back there.
I mean, beating Texas State and Sam Houston State and Arkansas, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The way you should be judged, D'Amico Ryans can win 12 this year. If they go one and out in the playoffs, it's a lousy year because his team has a talent advantage. Do something with it.
Exactly.
I mean, these coaches complaining about, oh, I've won 10 or whatever. So what? Six of them are handed to you.
Yeah. And Elko has got, they can't choke. They cannot choke. And I think they choked last year.
Yep.
And yeah, oh, Mike, it was good that you Aggs got in the playoffs. It was a lot of fun. Not so fun when Miami shocked you in College Station. About 99% to 1% Miami fans. And Miami played better.
They scored 3 points
at
home.
Their quarterback played better.
They scored 3 points at home.
Yeah, 3 points at home.
And you that's how you're going to be judged.
Right. So Elko is number 8, which is too high.
That's why Kurt Cignetti is where he is. They gave him the money. He did it. And he did it in 2 years. None of this stuff about, our culture has to be
reload.
Put into place.
We're going
to
reload.
It takes a while to build a program. He went to Indy freaking Annie.
Yeah.
And won.
Indiana. He won that. Almost unfathomable.
One of the worst programs in the history of the sport. And yes, they gave him money. But in 2 years, he's got one of the best teams of the 2000s. So why does Oregon have an excuse? Why does Texas have an excuse?
No excuse.
They have no excuse.
Number nine is a guy we both like. The new coach at Michigan, Kyle Whittingham.
Yep.
Solid.
I'll be shocked if that does. I'll be shocked if we look up in 4 years and they're not playing for a championship.
I agree.
It may not be sexy, but that dude will have them there.
They got money. They got so much money.
And he knows how to coach.
And he's a hard coach. He's a really good coach.
It's just basic football.
He's at number 9.
Okay.
And at number 10 is a guy who should not be top 10. We talked about him earlier. The legendary Mario Cristobal of Miami.
You hate him.
Because I will never forget.
He's done some stupid stuff.
The Wake Forest Miami game. Was about 3 years ago. All they have to do is take a knee to win the game. Yeah. All they have to do.
Yeah.
Wake Forest has no timeouts. Miami has the ball. You just take a knee,
yeah.
Dumbass.
Yeah.
Instead, he hands it off on two consecutive plays. First one, the Miami announcer goes, "Well, boy, they didn't sure do that."
Yeah.
I think they all. Let me do the figure. All they have to do is take a knee. The very next play, same play. Yeah. Guy coughs it up. Wake Forest runs it back into Miami territories. Two plays later, touchdown. Wake Miami loses. You should never after that move.
Yeah.
Never.
But I'm not saying I agree with you. I don't think he's in the top 10.
He did well last year, though. Yeah.
Right. But if you put Sonny Dykes or Kyle Whittingham in Miami and you kept giving them that money, they would have already played for a championship.
Yes.
Now, at least in Miami's case, at least.
They went to the championship.
He played for a championship.
Yeah.
I'll say that. That's what you should do when you're in a money program.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's no salary cap. So if the Cowboys got to spend 10 times what anyone else got to spend and they didn't make the Super Bowl every 3 years, you would say it's a failure. When the Dodgers outspend everybody 75-1, if they're winning a World Series, it's an underachievement.
Right.
That's the way college football is.
Rounding out the top 10 list is a strange, strange coach, Kalen DeBoer of Alabama. He's 20-8 at Alabama, 57-17 while coaching. Took his team to the playoff. They won in Norman, but they don't have the resources that everybody
has. I think he's a really good coach because I think he's, again, the proof is, how do you look at a coach who wins more than he should? DeBoer was winning long before the sport became a money sport, and now he's stuck in a league where he's probably the fifth spender. So, I mean, I think I would put he and Kyle Whittingham higher up on that list just because of what they've done historically. I mean, if you took Kalen DeBoer and stuck him at A&M or Texas, he'd be playing for a championship, I think. I mean, he's like Kurt Cignetti in that he's won at every single level.
He has, but there's something missing about that Alabama team.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I guess it's the money factor. They're not getting it. Georgia's getting the money, and Kirby Smart's on a big roll. That's their top 10, and I disagree with a lot of that top 10. Kalen DeBoer is a top 10 coach. Mario Cristobal,
yeah.
Whittingham, yes. Elko, maybe in the top 20. Kiffin, no. Kiffin's, no. He's not a... Proof will be in, as they say, proof in the pudding this year. If they win, and I'm with you, they got to get to the SEC championship game.
If you said, here's $50 million, you get to match Texas and Ohio State in spending, and I get to pick a coach, and I get to pick somebody other than Cignetti, which of course is a no-brainer. No, I'll do this. Other than Cignetti and Kirby Smart, and you gave me $50 million, I'd probably pick Kyle Whittingham and Sonny Dykes and possibly Kalen DeBoer and possibly Kenny Dillingham.
Yeah.
That's where, I mean, if you gave him that kind of money, we'd be talking about better results at a lot of these programs.
I think people forget.
There's no way if you gave me $50 million that I would say Mike Elko would be my guy.
People forget on the Sonny deal, you know, they lost huge to Georgia in the championship game. You got to remember, they beat Michigan.
Yeah.
And they had a quarterback that went undrafted. They had a wide receiver who went to the Chargers.
They came to Austin and beat Texas with Bijan Robinson.
Right. Bijan carried the ball like 12 times.
They have the ball inside the 7 and he didn't touch it at all.
Well, that's what Sonny told me before the game. He said, if Bijan Robinson carries the ball 20 times, we lose.
We lose, yeah.
We lose.
And that's what I'm saying is that I don't know how a Mike Elko or Steve Sarkisian, who's had these things, I mean, just think about the games you're talking about with Sarkisian.
Yeah.
They probably got a little lucky against Ohio State with Ohio State repeatedly assaulting Texas receivers to give them first downs. Mm-hmm. But you got the ball in the three, and you're going backwards.
Yeah. How things would be, and I'm glad this didn't happen, don't get me wrong. And again, I like Steve. If Texas doesn't pull out the Mississippi State game, if Texas doesn't pull out the Kentucky game, oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's not on that list.
No. No,
he's on a list of
he's on
that
hot
list.
Seat.
Yeah, he's on that list with what's his name, the idiot at USC.
Oh, yeah,
he's on that guy's list.
Yeah,
you better win now
Lincoln Riley.
Yeah,
yeah,
right. They were an eyelash. I mean, the tone of this conversation. If Mississippi State didn't vomit on itself,
right?
If Kentucky just kick a field goal,
yeah,
just kick a field goal. That's all you got to do, and you beat Texas at home.
Yeah, didn't do that.
That would be losses to three of the worst teams in the SEC.
It would have been Florida, Mississippi State, and Kentucky. The
and
Dreads.
Imagine what the tone would be.
Woo! Yeah. Would Cam Coleman have been here? Don't think so.
I don't know. You have to pay him more.
Yeah, they'd pay him more. All right, we've got to take a break.
But I think they go pretty deep this year.
I do, too.
If they don't, then... I don't know what you want. I don't know what you need, man.
Because you should be.
You gave him two of the best receivers in the sport.
Ohio State's a toss up.
Okay.
Tennessee should be a win.
Yep.
OU is going to be a very good game. Texas should be the favorite.
Agreed.
Texas, the only game I think Texas. It depends how LSU is. They got to go to Baton Rouge. And then played Baton Rouge and Moby Dick was a minute. I can't remember the last time Texas played it at LSU.
Has that ever happened?
I don't remember. I don't remember Texas ever playing at LSU in football. They played in the bowl games, of course, many, many times, but never there.
Did they ever work things out with that Tiger?
Oh, yeah.
Idiot governor of theirs, what's he doing now? Didn't he pass a proclamation that Tiger had to be there in the stadium?
He's got to be there.
Some sort of horrible thing like that?
He's got to be there all the time in that cage.
A bunch of drunken fools.
Oh, Lord.
Pouring whiskey on him.
That game is going to be so wild. In that game, Steve Sarkisian better pray that they make it an 11 in the morning game. Because if they make it a night game in Baton Rouge, oh, gosh almighty. You know, protect the women and children.
I mean, like most teams now, college football is like the NFL in this way. You go as your quarterback goes. Everything depends on Sam Leavitt for them.
Yeah.
That's a guy who has been really good at times and a complete miss and unhealthy at other times.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, we got to take a break. After this break, more on the Thursday edition here on 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
Hey, friends.
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Soccer news today. France defeated Morocco by a score of 2 to 0. You have that song for me, Trey. Did you find it? Le Marseille. Did you find it from Casablanca?
Yeah.
The Strasbourg. Now this was from this is from the movie Casablanca, and this is I heard this French song earlier today, and this is what they sing. Here we go. Those are the Nazis. Here comes Victor Laszlo.
Play La Marseillaise. Play it.
Yeah.
so happy.
It's Vive la France. Here we go. Here we go. This is great. Vive la France. That was from the movie Casablanca. I just thought that was appropriate because Casablanca's in Morocco, and the Nazis were taken over in Vichy, France. And they drowned out Major Strasser and the Nazis by singing Les Marseillais.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Which you're singing right
exactly
now.
Exactly what happened right now between Morocco and France.
Oh, yeah.
Was WW2 all over again.
See, the Moroccans, they were good. There were some good Moroccans.
Were they bad ones today?
No, they were good today. Good thing. So I just thought that was fun.
All right, you're going to Twitter at Jeff Horchio. Johnny Dollars with a Z tweets. Whittingham is so underrated. Utah basically forces him out, and Michigan lucked out on this.
They did, because I think a lot of people thought he was going to hang it up.
Yeah. You remember what he said? It was interesting.
Yeah, that was good.
He said, and I got to believe, I don't know if he threw this out there hoping Michigan would call or he'd already knew it. He said, I'm quitting Utah. I'm quitting at Utah. I'm not retiring.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all he said.
Yeah.
Do you guys know that Kyle Whittingham has worked out every stinking day since July 1st, 2008? Not a day off. Almost 6,500 straight days he's worked out. He's in his mid-60s, and the guy looks like he's 35.
Yeah, chiseled. Yeah. And they always play tough at Utah. I know they had a down year this year, but they've always been a thorn in the side with a lot of teams. And that series they always have with BYU is really fun to watch. Yeah. But I think he's going to do great things. They got to coach up that young quarterback. We know that after seeing him in the bowl game against Arch and the Longhorns.
Play good defense.
Yeah.
Just play good defense. It'll fix almost everything.
Yeah.
He knows that. His teams always lead the country in block kicks, too.
Hmm.
Which is like that special teams is when you know that speed and effort and discipline shows up there. That's where it shows up. Mike Neiman, ATX, tweets, my only karaoke song was Run for the Hills by Iron Maiden. Did that not crack the top 10? See if Ed knows that one.
Oh, I know all of Iron Maiden songs. Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They're one of my favorite bands of all time. White Lotus.
Hmm. You know what genre Iron Maiden would be?
What? Oh, it would be rock.
A little heavier than that, probably.
Yeah.
Here's that not Jeff Ward tweets. I like to listen to Totally Eclipse of the Heart by taking a drink of my beer every time the word turnaround is said. That strategy keeps me from stabbing myself in the thigh. When I hear this song, I tried to stab Brandon earlier.
Did you?
Yeah.
Total Eclipse of the Heart. Yeah. Come on, man. She just died yesterday.
I bet she hated the song, except it made her rich.
Yeah, she licensed the song to a brownie company. She hated it that much, I'd imagine.
Brownies?
It was like one of those low calorie brownie snacks.
And hasn't it been used in a few commercials?
Yeah, that was one of them, and they changed the lyrics to "I finally found the right snack."
It's really a horrific piece of music.
Oh, man.
I think it's okay.
I'd like to apologize for this show here because that was a beautiful Total Eclipse.
It's of its time.
Heart.
Name the year.
83. Close. Close.
At Choctawn DN71. Hey, guys. When Ed was making fun of Indians, Native Americans, yesterday during the show, this could be considered a hate crime.
Sir, if you would listen, as I said many, many times, I was honoring the Native Americans.
Were you by making
never,
that sound?
Ever, ever would I insult the Native Americans.
What sound was it?
I don't remember, and I don't remember.
At A.O. Harf.
Hey,
tweets,
hey.
Yeah, that he's honoring them again.
Well, they do that at Florida State with the Seminoles.
Yeah, they throw a flaming spear. Some frat guy throws a flaming spear into the ground.
The opposing coach.
Can we talk about LeBron going to the Spurs? They don't blow all those leads with LeBron on that team in the finals. I agree.
Oh, leadership, knowledge,
experience. He'd just say, I'll punch you in the face if you shoot again.
Yeah. Stop shooting.
I totally agree with you. I brought that up, and everyone slammed me and said, See, I don't know what LeBron James wants. If he wants to win a championship,
go to San Antonio.
Go to San Antonio.
Yeah. I guess he could join the 76ers.
Or the Heat.
Miami's got some players now.
They got Giannis.
Giannis Akapukas? Yeah.
I think he's going to go to the Cavs.
I think he's going to Golden State because I don't think... I don't get the impression winning a championship is what he defines this.
I think he does. I think he wants another championship, and he knows he can't get one of the Lakers, even though he's got Luka. But there's just a missing element in that deal. Yeah.
Also, number one recruit commits to Texas.
The basketball player, yeah.
Marcus Spears Jr.
Yes. Son of the former Cowboy.
Wonder how much they paid him.
I don't know. Sister plays volleyball for Texas. Yeah. That's great. Good job, Sean Miller.
Yeah.
My man, Sean.
I like Sean Miller's chances. I'm not sure how long he's...
No, I think he could go to a blue blood.
Yeah, all he has to do is win some at Texas.
Mm-hmm.
He has no rings.
Yeah, he has no
and
ties.
And I think he goes.
Yeah, he has no...
Right?
I think he does, too.
Yeah.
But he's good, and I think...
I mean, all the guys to do is look around and go, why is this arena half empty?
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing?
Yeah. Well, you schedule the terrible games.
I know.
Until you got one good non-conference game in Austin. The conference games will be good, but still.
T3 Monahan tweets, been thinking about the sponsor patch on the UT football uniform. Would they go for a Vote Tallarico patch?
Vote Tallarico. Oh, no. Ken Paxton. I'm currently suing Christel County University of Texas for the separation of church and state and education. There'll be a full investigation of UT.
Is it? I know the answer to this. Does it come up down the hall that it's quite what's reported? He would have violated the very election laws
yes.
that he says he's out to prosecute?
Because he voted in Collin County and he never lived at
the
house.
Can somebody tell me why the Attorney General of the state of Texas, with all these other issues aside, who makes about what, 120?
Attorney makes about 175.
Why does he have so many houses?
Well, he's invested well, my friend.
Oh, is that so? But he got in trouble for that. He was under felony indictment.
He invested well.
He didn't have a license.
Well, he misrepresented himself slightly to people who...
Yeah. Okay.
He paid $300,000 in restitution and got out of the deal, got out of jail.
Why does the government salaried attorney general have so many homes? I know he's in Iceland and London with his girlfriend right now, celebrating the 4th.
Yes. We should all go to Iceland.
Who doesn't go to Iceland with her girlfriend to celebrate the 4th?
While James Tallarico's with Willie Nelson.
Why does he have so many homes?
Well, because... God knows how he got that money. He was involved with Nate Paul here, the disgraced real estate guy.
If that election fraud is so serious to so many people, then why don't you have a problem with this?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, you're exactly right.
Bring it up down the hall?
We brought up some down the hall. I argued with some guy. Republicans now, I don't know if you read about this, want to have closed primaries where you have to be a member of the Republican Party to vote in Republican primaries. And I don't like that at all. As a Texan, I like to vote for the person, the candidate, albeit a Republican or albeit a Democrat. And I don't want to be a member of the Republican Party. I don't want to be a member of the Democratic Party.
Right. I'll be more anarchist than that.
Okay.
Primaries shouldn't exist.
Well, how do you select your... Just by the November ballot?
Yes.
Well, I talked about what you've always said today on the air, that why are we the only country in the world, it seems like, who doesn't have five different candidates for president?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
From all the different things.
We should want more. We shouldn't want less, and all primaries do is mean less.
And it's rigged. It's rigged by the Democrats.
It's absolutely rigged. It would be an antitrust violation in any other industry.
It was rigged last time with the Kamala. We got to take a break. Tracy has got to take a break. Let's take a break. I've got a really warm-your-heart story coming out of Washington. Home of the former Indian tribe mascot, now home of the Commanders. We'll talk about that. Also, I told you I'm going to get to golf. Exciting day in golf.
Not allowed.
Back with more 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN. You're You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
PGA Tour and the European Tour. We'll just hush up for a second. I'm going to talk about golf. So just look at your little phone and get all the cute tweets you want, and you can tell them. But let me tell everybody, the Scottish Open started today at North Berwick at the Renaissance or something like that golf course. Interesting golf course, because they usually they got a zillion old Scottish golf courses play, and they are playing at a golf course built by Gil Hance, an American that's very new, but neither here nor there. Rory McIlroy is tied for the lead. He shot 65, tied with Patrick Cantlay, Bird Wiesberger, and Tom Kim. Tom Kim, the guy who lives in Dallas, a Korean, who's got to win something big, or he's got to go join the South Korean military. Mandatory. He's got to win something giant. Maybe they'd say if you win the Scottish Open, you win big. He's at -4. Scottie Scheffler is at -2. Day one is complete. Now, in France, at the Evian Classic, this is a women's major. The leader's at -8, a Japanese woman, but Farah O'Keefe and Lauren Kim, two UT golfers, are under par. Farah O'Keefe, who's having a magical summer, -4. She's tied 15th, and Lauren Kim is -1. She's tied for 35th over there in France. I watched it on the Golf Channel this morning. So, fun golf. I love to see Scottish golf and British golf. And, of course, the British Open is next week. We'll talk a lot of golf Saturday on the 15th Club Golf Show, live from Dirty Martin's, where they'll be having their 100th birthday party all day Saturday. We'll be there from 5 to 7, so come see us. 100-year commemorative T-shirts, glasses, a lot of fun stuff at Dirty Martin's all day long on Saturday. Now, more tweets.
Okay, this is a nerdy soccer tweet, so I won't go long, but he makes a good point. Local Yokel ATX tweets. Don't you think the U.S. touch and passing and movement looked much improved in the first three games versus 10 or so years ago? I know they were weaker teams, but back in the day, Bradley needed three touches and a 10-foot radius to get control.
Who was Bradley?
But yes, last game was crap.
Who was Bradley?
He was a midfielder for the U.S. His dad was the coach.
Okay.
I agree with you. Yes, it is a more skillful group of players. It is a faster group of players. It's a more talented group of players individually. Yes, no doubt. That's why they're all in good teams and doing good things in their leagues. The plainly obvious thing is, and I guess it comes down to coaching some, and I don't know the answer here. As a team, they're just not any better. Christian Pulisic, as you saw in the first game, when he runs at people, this is what the Europeans have been begging from him for years. When he gets running at you, there's not many guys much better.
Really?
But he also gets knocked down too much. He also disappears too much. It's a more skillful group of American players with far better, with much greater talent than ever before, but they're not a better team. I don't know what to make of that. I don't know why exactly. They're just not a better team. They're easy to defend, as Belgium proved. So, there you go.
Strange.
And he's hurt. Yeah. And he's getting a lot of criticism, and I think he should. Everybody's been waiting on this guy to be the next, let me come up with a comparison. I don't know, you know, all the talent and speed that he has, he's just too easy to knock around, to knock off the ball. He's hurt again. You can't have, whatever sport it is, right? You can't have your guy disappear.
Yeah.
You can't have Steph Curry score 4 points.
Yeah.
You just can't.
Yeah.
Right?
All right.
You can't have Wembanyama score 8 points.
Nope.
You can't have Christian Pulisic be non-existent. I mean, you can't have Arch Manning go 10 for 28. You're not going to win.
Not going to win.
Your star, your guy, who's supposed to make stuff happen.
I don't know
doesn't
if he
make
can
stuff
turn
happen.
Around in 4 years, though, Jeff. I don't know how he...
I mean, I assume they'll have another group of talented players. It won't be the same guys. He's not going to be there in 4 years. But yes, they're... Look, I think Sebastian Berhalter is a really, really good player.
And you like the coach of the team, too, the Argentinian guy?
I don't know. I thought the first couple of games he turned them loose. He did. They said, give the ball to your wide players and go at them, man. Take people on.
Give it to the wide players?
Wide. Oh.
That's what I thought I heard him say,
that
too.
Wow.
Give it to the white guy over there, I guess. That didn't work in the last game.
No. But, way to Austin Pfluger hears about this.
But when it comes, I mean, here's the thing. It's like talking about football coaches in playoffs. It's not in the World Cup for most of the best 16. It's not about what you do in the group stage. It's you can see it now. Belgium proved it to you. What matters is where you are when it starts really counting. Yeah. And if you were going to be one of the eight best teams in the world, which we kind of thought the U.S. might be, look what they did. They're mm-hmm. not. They came in 17th and they finished 15th. Mm-hmm. Is that really a success? On your home soil, man.
Yeah, you had all the advantage of that.
Every advantage, including politically.
Yeah, oh yeah, you had great leader pulling some strings.
What more could we have asked for? And we still couldn't deliver.
I read today the British player that from England.
He's out two games.
He got the same thing that our guy got.
He had the exact same foul as Flo Balogun, and he's out two games.
Damn.
I mean, and the Brits aren't even complaining.
Yeah.
They really aren't. You don't hear a noise out of them.
No.
You had acted as if, you know, someone had taken Pearl Harbor again. I don't know how to explain it beyond that. His observation is smart. Yeah, man, it looks like they're better. It mm-hmm. does.
A football note. Washington Commanders are going to retire John Riggins, number 44. It's about damn time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He played from 76 to 85. He was he's a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
He's the seventh player to have their number retired at Washington. What have they waited so long?
I thought the same thing.
Doesn't he have the most rushing yards in the Super Bowl?
Yes. Rushing yards in the playoffs. I know that. But that iconic run in the Super Bowl.
It's one of the most famous runs in Super Bowl history.
He must have had a falling out with the previous owner. Yeah.
John Riggins had a falling out with everyone.
I think the previous owner didn't like him.
He was a full-on nut.
He was a nut, but he should have had that number retired.
Yeah, I don't quite. Like, what other Washington players, I mean, name them.
Billy Kilmer, Sonny Jurgensen.
Are you saying Billy Kilmer?
I said Billy Kilmer.
Oh,
I'll stand by that.
Oh, my gosh.
Sonny Jurgensen.
Joe Theismann,
yeah.
John Riggins.
They played on
Charlie Taylor.
Art Monk.
Art Monk was great.
Daryl Green.
They had some linemen, too.
Yeah,
Russ Grimm. They had some linemen. The Hogs. They were the Hogs down there.
Mark Moseley.
The great straight-on kicker, Mark Moseley.
MVP.
Okay, who was the quarterback that he's a damn fine golfer now? Mark Rippon. Who?
Mark Rippon.
Mark Rippon and a Taren.
Were you going to retire his number?
No.
He did win a Super Bowl, but... Yeah.
Doug Williams.
Just for the historical
factor. Broke through, yeah. Yeah. They only retired seven numbers. Cowboys retire a number every year, it seems.
They don't retire numbers, the Cowboys.
And they now retired John Riggins?
They put them on the... Yeah, this first... Yeah, just retired his number. Cowboys just put him on the Ring of Honor.
Yeah, the Ring of Honor. They don't officially retire him.
The John Riggins run, the Marcus Allen run...
Woo. That Marcus Allen run. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the other rums that are so famous.
Marshawn Lynch, Beastquake.
Mm, yeah. Or not run.
let's run a pass here.
Marshawn Lynch, not run.
Yeah, what's Pete Carroll?
What else goes on there? Larry Zonka had one, I thought.
Zonka had a good run on the Super Bowl.
Sammy Smith. Oh, this is in the Super Bowl you're talking, not just
Super
all
Bowl.
Time.
Famous okay. runs in
the guy
Super
from
Bowl.
Tech.
Sammy Smith.
Not Sammy Smith.
Timmy Smith.
I had to tell the Super Bowl ring, yeah. Poor guy.
I think there's just two that stand out.
Marcus Allen.
And John Riggins.
Yeah. And Marcus Allen.
Yeah.
And God, just think about all the things with Joe Montana and the Super Bowls. The Lynn Swann catch against the Cowboys, the tip deal.
Specifically great runs. I mean, it's just two that stand out. Mm-hmm.
John Elway, the helicopter play.
Yeah.
Was that a Super Bowl play?
Yeah. No, he left his feet and they twisted him.
Whirlybird, yeah.
Riggins.
Timmy Smith, yeah, Riggins.
And John Riggins went to what college?
Kansas.
Yep.
Yeah.
What was his nickname?
Help me out.
I thought they, in the NFL, they called him Diesel, I thought.
Diesel, they did. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Was he the Kansas Comet or was that Gale Sayers?
That was Gale Sayers.
That was Gale Sayers, yeah.
And Gale Sayers was good.
Moving out.
Oh, yeah. Really good.
Remember when John Riggins got drunk and he was at a dinner with the Supreme Court?
Yeah, and then they kicked him out.
They kicked him out?
I don't remember that story.
Yeah.
He was with the Supreme Court.
Remember where he started? He was with the Jets.
Oh, that's right.
Wasn't Gale Sayers and Brian's song?
Yeah.
That was a story about Brian Piccolo. Remember Brian Piccolo? John McAvoy got in a fist fight with Brian Piccolo when they were in college at Wake Forest.
Where all did John Riggins play? Go.
Jets, Washington. Played one more team.
I thought he had one more in the end.
I don't know. I'll hit to Mr. Google's on that one.
Is John Riggins?
He's Hall of Fame.
The best white running back ever.
I'd say yeah. You would have to. I mean, who else
Zonka,
is there?
Zonka,
even Kick, but Kick was a super talented guy. But Mercury Morris eventually replaced
Christian
him.
Christian McCaffrey.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Trey. That's number one. Ed would like to say Walt Garrison.
I was going to say John David Crow.
What about Craig James?
Tony Dorsett.
Craig James in the pros.
Dorsett. Eric Dickerson was better than Craig James.
Did you not hear the category?
Yeah, best running white back. Running back.
Oh, white.
Jeez, man.
It's got to be Christian
He's
McCaffrey.
Not, I never noticed.
Tony Dorsett.
I never noticed.
Yeah, McCaffrey's one. Riggins is two. Zonka, three.
My mom knew Larry Zonka pretty well.
He only played for the Jets and the Redskins.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Hey, we got to go. Trailing on the year tonight. Trey, boy, he's had a great week so far.
Yeah.
Who's on Trey's show tonight? Is he going to get August Pfluger, who's going to clean up the WNBA?
He's got to track August. You know what? Instead, I mean, maybe that's tomorrow night, but tonight he's got Dan Quayle on.
Dan Quayle, the former vice president.
Is he still alive?
I don't know, Trey.
Oh, yeah. He's still alive.
Somebody with Dan Quayle is on tonight.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow here, 1027 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements, afternoons 4 to 6 on 1027 ESPN.